They paint us over so you think you officially know that you're not. Hop on the mic and discuss every issue, might take a few shots. Kick back and relax, don't overreact, it's only your thoughts. Tell me it's a fact, so maybe it's cat, we never gon' stop. We never gon' stop.
Yeah, we back, baby. Yeah, we got theme music out here, man. We moving on up, man.
Facts and cap.
Yeah.
Facts. Y'all hear it.
Facts and cap.
Facts and cap.
Facts and cap.
Hey. Episode motherfucking 22.
Episode motherfucking 22.
Deuce.
Yeah, man. We already moving, man. Don't forget, we having merch, man. You know what I'm saying?
We having.
Yeah, we having new stuff, too. It's cold. Get y'all a facts and cap, you know, crew neck or something. You know, shit, we even got dominoes. Is those dominoes right now on the table?
Dominoes right here, man.
Some dominoes. Yeah, dominoes.
Come on, dominoes?
Yeah, Christmas edition, man. Go and get y'all some chess. You know, we probably gonna make some facts and cap chess, checkers. I don't know.
Playing cards coming soon, man. Yeah, so I can bust y'all niggas' ass on spades with facts and cap cards.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Gobble, gobble, nigga.
Turkey Day.
Man, what the fuck? Okay, so it's really Thanksgiving Eve, but I know my boy, I know his family operate. They having Thanksgiving breakfast, right? They the only black family I seen ever get done that early. Boy.
Thanksgiving breakfast?
Nah, see, my
that's how early it be.
Man, look, my mom was a smart black mom. She said, look, I want y'all going over these people's house hungry. So that's why I'm going to feed you early. Then you go auntie's house, whatever.
I must have just...
Nah, we
gonna get done that quick. I ain't never seen it.
I know. Dinner going to be ready at 10:45 in the morning. She already told me to be there at 10:45.
Bro, I told you one time, I seen it. It was dead ass like 10:30, and this nigga already... Brandon is gonna have the first plate on Instagram. I swear to God.
Remember how we was in middle school in the third bus wave? That's how Thanksgiving dinner be.
Nah, I don't like that shit.
You ain't that all day.
That's why she feed us early.
Man, hey, you know, that's just mama gonna be mama. Don't go over nobody else's house hungry. Like, I ain't feeding you, even though you dirty and you don't live in my house.
But now it's like, I know you got other places to go. So let me go ahead and go ahead and get me out the way.
That's real. I understand. Shout out to Mama Holmes.
Hey, mama. All
right, mama. Man. Let's get to it, man. You know what we starting this off with.
Yeah.
Man. Gucci versus Jeezy versus reactions. It was full of disrespect. It was full of energy. It was full of bad energy.
It was just the truth.
It was the truth.
See what you did there.
Yeah, yeah. So what you think, bro? Tell me what y'all think.
What,
man?
I told y'all, 18-12-2.
What? Oh, that's your score that you had? 18-12-2? That's how you had it?
So, yeah. I don't know, man.
Who had 18?
Gucci. It was 18-2.
They ain't played 32 songs, but yeah, 18.
It's 18-2, not 12. My bad. 18-2.
You said 18-2.
Yeah.
God damn. Nah.
Okay. I'm lying like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, that's your scorecard.
I'm talking about off energy.
So, what you think, Azadi? What your scorecard was?
For based on my prediction or what I was actually seeing?
Both.
I didn't really have a prediction. I was rooting for Gucci. I was definitely rooting for Gucci. And I was trying to boost it up even to myself early on.
Yeah.
But scorecard, I don't have a scorecard. I think hit for hit, Jeezy won.
Yeah.
I believe Jeezy edged him, but I think that battle was bigger than hit for hit.
Yeah.
And I had Gucci winning by two.
I think, okay, this is kind of weird. So basically the criteria is weird. Because, yes, if we just keep it strictly music battle, hit battle, for me, Jeezy won. I stopped counting around the truth because I fucking threw my pen across the across the living room.
Stop the count.
At the time, I had Jeezy up one. But I don't. I mean, the score thing is cool, but I'm going off of energy. You know what I'm saying? And on this battle, the disrespect, just the presentation.
It's like a rap battle.
Yeah, the presentation. Gucci won. He blew him away on that. Like, and Gucci's not even like a performer, but Gucci is a nigga who walk in the room and everybody just know Gucci there. You feel me?
Like, the man's presence.
Yeah, he's like just legendary. He's so legendary, bro. He's like an icon or some shit, bro. Like, for real, like a hip hop icon. And
that's why he the king of trap music.
Yeah, like just the subtle shit he was saying is why I picked Gucci, because he's just like,
This nigga said Jeezy was dressed like Flip from Melbourne.
He was. I mean, he had the rag on, the black jersey on. So, I mean, shit. I think where Gucci just came and talking about this. Listen, praise me. I got a $10,000 outfit. Like, put your jewelry up. Like, just the subtle hints. This nigga want to put up your jewelry, try to get my jewelry, 10 bands on my neck. Like, he just had to say, even when I knew he was on some shit when they first came out, he was like,
cut him off.
He tried to say something, say, hey, hold up, homie. It's Gucci show. This the Gucci show.
1-0. 1-0. That's what I started. And Gucci was winning from the fucking previews, yeah. From the fucking promo.
Facts.
So
this nigga went on a promo.
That's why you don't wanna that's why you I felt like too in the battle. I'm watching all these radio shows, these podcasts. If you not from Georgia or the surrounding areas, for real,
This ain't your battle.
You're not going to understand it. I'm hearing people asking, like, I still wanted Jeezy to play. And they talking about songs that's like, maybe that was big regional in Connecticut or some shit, bro. What?
R.I.P.
Yeah. Like, do you, like, R.I.P. was cool, but do you really want to hear R.I.P.?
That's not for this battle, man.
No, you play out that when he played. If he had battle T.I. and he played, you know, bring him out or bring some him shit. Out.
You know, like, that's the national thing. And then also, I feel like there is two different scorecards. There is the national, New York, whatever scorecard. And then there's the if he was outside scorecard, if he was there. Mm-hmm. And in Atlanta, you might. I think Gucci was playing to that because that was like, we in Mary City. He's like, my hood 5 minutes away from here. Where are you from?
Yeah.
And that kind of stuck to some people.
Yeah.
Because it was like, Jeezy from like Macon, ain't
he? Hawkinsville.
I don't know where that's at.
Nigga, you from Hawkinsville, 30 miles from Mattown.
Oh, you not even from Matt. So you from a small country.
You really born in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, man. I mean, that's what I said before. Like, if Gucci ain't come out the way he did, I ain't want to see it.
So it was like, he painted that narrative like, if you from Atlanta, I'm who you supposed to root for.
Yeah.
This is my hometown. This is my home court.
So, let's fast forward to the most disrespectful part. I got to drop. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all hear this. He just performed the truth. And here goes the commentary after.
Damn.
Damn. Broke the internet. I'll tell you what. Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
I tell you what.
Smoking on Pookie Low tonight.
I tell you what.
I tell you what. This is how we going to do this. Send some moments, hit them the same way. In a box, back to you. And you go three
free kill. Free kill.
What though? See, when I even called you and extended this invite, my nigga.
Dang, I wish I had the time to cut that nigga off. Hear that shit.
20 motherfucking years. 15 years.
15 years, fuck nigga.
Still talking the same shit. You feel me? Still talking the same shit.
Hey, man,
let me talk.
All right, man, this is going to get long. But basically, what he says, to sum up what Jeezy says,
I'll tell you what.
that's what he said. Yeah,
I'll tell you what he said. Look, he basically said, staff. You know, I'm past that.
What?
You know, we grown as men, King Von and all this. We doing it for the culture. We got rappers dying. We ain't trying to have that. Y'all basically pick up the premise of what I said. So, half of the people on the internet, including me, are like, I don't give a fuck how disrespectful Gucci got. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was well deserved. You know what I'm saying? And you wanted this battle, that's what you got.
Y'all niggas kept asking me, calling
the other half is saying Gucci could have been more mature. He's got a wife, you got a kid on the way. Like, you should be a little bit more, you know, classy. I wanted you to kill him with class and be the bigger person, blah, blah, blah. How you feel about it, Neo? Because I didn't.
I heard both sides, man. It's interesting because it's like, on one end, you can't tell somebody how to get over their trauma, right? Mm-hmm. Or what they dealt with. But if you, and I agree.
Like, what is the trauma for the listeners who might not know?
Allegedly, you know, this beef stems 15 years from the So Icy record and then street shit after that. Some of the street shit is Jeezy had a song,
Stay Strapped,
where he put a bounty on Gucci Man chain.
Yes.
And $10,000, go get it. Jeezy has an affiliate,
Pookie Lope.
Pookie Lope, that was him and a couple other gentlemen ran up on Gucci.
You can't call them gentlemen.
Man, he's a classy nigga, man.
I was stuck in my explanation voice. Man, keep that explanation going.
He was doing good.
I'll tell you what. Early night for the episode. But, and then, long story short, they ran up on him. And Pookie Loke ended up being killed by Gucci. And that's where...
They broke in the house. Beat him over the head, allegedly. I guess they had to drop. Yeah. And Pookie Loke ended up getting shot.
Gucci beat that case.
Yeah.
So, yep. He can speak on that. But, speaking on that, I think it was... I got this, hearing this conversation from a New York rapper, Mysan. He's more like a political dude. Yeah. And he was talking to Hitman Holla, Wild N' Out battle rapper. And basically he was saying, that's not street shit. You like, there's no statute of limitations on murder, right? So if you're alleging that Gigi has something to do with that, you're almost like telling the world that. And Jeezy can't say nothing because he can't incriminate himself.
Okay.
So it sounds like, bro, if you feel the type of way about that, handle that in the street. Don't go on this national platform outside. Play your record. But send them home or kill free kill or that. It was the extra shit.
I mean,
one more thing.
Plus, that's what you gotta say.
No, I'm done. One more thing is like, plus, if you do that and Jeezy takes his disrespect, what do you expect to happen? So it's like, it's on that note. If it's some real street shit, then don't even do it. Because if Jeezy's over it, Gucci, you're not over it, don't do it. But if you're going to come on that platform and play a track, but if you're going to disrespect the Pookie Loke, and Pookie Loke might still have family members out there, still have homies.
They do.
How they supposed to react to that?
Sure, the same way Gucci family members reacted when Pookie Loke tried to either rob him or kill him.
So if something went left... So I thought it was going to go left. I thought they were going to cut the stream and then we were going to read about it tomorrow.
Well, no, I could tell Jeezy was on a whole... It took a lot of restraint. He's a stronger nigga than I am.
Jeezy didn't come there by himself, though?
Look, I respect... Listen,
no,
respect...
No, I know he did.
I respect...
Did you not... All right, so did y'all go to... there's other angles from it.
Yeah.
Do you know how much security was around?
Nah, I didn't see any of
it. It's security all around, like, it...
It wasn't... And I'm pretty sure it's in the contract or something. If y'all touch each other, no, it's all a wrap. So... For me...
But that was the other side to it.
Just to respond to what Mysan said, I think it's pretty evident that Jeezy has something to do with it because he went on wax and put a record out, put 10,000 out, and then his closest homeboy that at some point, probably, I think they said it was even signed to him, got killed. It's evident. Like, you don't have to be a goddamn, Inspector Gadget to fucking know that shit.
All right, but let me...
It's some
kind of rebuttal for that, though.
What?
Who shot you? Niggas could have swore up and down. That shit just made sense that was about Biggie shooting Tupac, right?
Yeah, but those is kind of two different... That's two different things, like, compared to what he talking about.
No, I'm just saying, like, if we going by, like, a nigga put a song out, his homeboy do it. Same thing with Tupac getting shot right out, not too long before that song.
Yeah, but he put... Jeezy put out a record saying, yo, I'm putting 10,000 on that fake-ass chain. And then one of his associates tries to rob him for that chain. That's literally, yo, 1 + 2 = 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that sensible. For me, for most fans, it is. It just makes sense.
Cool.
And the thing about it is, Jeezy never came out and said, like, I ain't do this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
smart.
I ain't saying he got to say something, but... At the same time, when you don't say shit, and you don't communicate with the right people, maybe you don't communicate with Gucci or whatever, that leads Gucci to believe that. I mean, and you gotta understand that they're not in the streets no more. This is entertainment. Gucci's an entertainer. It's probably, don't get me wrong, it's some seriousness to it, but Gucci's there to entertain as well.
It's entertaining, but yeah. It's twofold. Gucci's there
to entertain. So, and I think that Gucci, like I said, I think Gucci in real life really thinks this nigga's a bitch. Like, he thinks he's scared of him. So it's like, I'm not worried about this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, and think about it, knocked off one of your homies, you ain't really, I mean, it all comes down to, like, I get it, my son, but I don't think Gucci gives a fuck enough to care about what he's saying.
I guess... My son also said it wasn't just Jeezy. What about the niggas around Jeezy? What about niggas from his hood? Now Gucci, because he did mention that.
Gucci's out of the way.
He said maybe him and Jeezy can get over that and move on. But what about if you affiliated to Pookie Low?
I feel like they'll be more mad at Jeezy than anything. How are you going to get mad at Gucci for being disrespectful? You need to be more mad at Jeezy. You
took this battle.
Cool.
Jeezy won't offer it. Jeezy won't want to do all this. They probably more mad at Jeezy than they. I seen where that Pookie Loke's son put up something saying, like, on Facebook, and allegedly he said that he was trying to DM him, Jeezy. He was like, yo, I'm so disappointed in you, dog. Like, I don't know. Like, you'll never even understand that shit. Like, I'm not even mad about Gucci. Like, I'm so disappointed in you, dog.
I think that's the problem with growth. Yeah. It's kind of like when people alienate yourself from a certain area.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yo, I moved on 15 years. And you got street ties to that.
Jeezy has put subtle hints out in his music where basically saying, like, I ain't sending that nigga to go do that shit. Like, then they kind of went on his own merit. Now, you still get the path of the blame because you put that, whether indirectly or directly, you put that energy out there. But you know what I'm saying? And your mans thought you really would hold him down if he handled that. So, it is what it is, you know, but...
we don't know. He may have held him down if he handled it.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't like the fact that people mad at... listen, I appreciate the Jeezy, that he's done self-help and everything. But sometimes your actions are unforgivable. So there's some people that's not going to forgive you, even though you're a better person. And at the end, Gucci did forgive him. So I appreciated that. But maybe that's what Gucci needed to get out.
Because that's probably the first time they've been face to face.
They've been face one other time. And that's only because I read Gucci book. The first time they tried to be cool. Remember when DJ John put them on the phone? They had ran into each other at like... Houston's or some shit.
And Jeezy, it was unplanned. Didn't know he was gonna do that.
Yeah. So I mean, they really probably seen each other. That's probably the second time they seen each other in 15 years.
But the first time they've actually
crossed paths. Yeah. No, they did business together.
It's probably the first time they was.
They did business together. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't just that. Going to the club.
All right, nigga. Let me get this shit off my chest. And then it's like, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel a little bit better.
I think maybe I should have did that. To be honest with you, and okay, so I seen some shit on Twitter. It didn't really go viral, but they got an app called Clubhouse. I really don't know what that shit is.
I heard on
Joe. I'm just waiting on the invite.
Yeah, but somebody, I guess P was in 21 Savage manager, Meezy, he was in his Clubhouse, and some people were saying that he said when Gucci got in the car, he was like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have did that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say maybe because Jeezy kept it classy the way that he handled it. It made Gucci be like, realize I'm not on that same type of energy. So what I'm saying is, maybe it had to take that to happen.
Gucci didn't
know. Yeah, for Gucci to do that. Yeah, when you don't have a conversation, you don't know how a person feel about you.
You allegedly got...
He caused a lot of trauma in Gucci life.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about how you move from then on out after you didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Hey.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So, and then... they confirmed Game of 50.
It's confirmed?
Yes.
So I was just listening to 50 on Breakfast Club.
Last Friday.
As I just watched that recently, and he was like, he'll never do Ja Rule. 50 got a way of like answering a question and then just going off to a different tangent, but you just said, nah, I won't do it.
Because 50 is Gucci in this situation. Ja probably will do it. 50 ain't over that shit yet.
Mm-hmm.
If 50, you think Gucci petty.
Nah, 50 probably the most petty person I know.
That right there is the only nigga I know.
We probably wouldn't even want to see that one.
We wouldn't get no music.
Yeah.
Bitch ass nigga.
I did this shit just to shit on you.
Because think about it. Gucci, like, other than that, like, that was the first time we seen him like that in the Charlamagne interview where we seen him doing, like, non-clone energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people is like, oh, now that's real Gucci. That's never mind. Gucci,
but...
Like, he's put a lot of self-help on himself. 50 ain't even no drug. Ain't never been no drug addict.
Sober Steve.
Sober Steve. Yeah, just disrespectful. Like, what's gonna change about him?
Like, him and Gang can take little subtle shots, and it'll be, you know, it'll just be.
The Gang is just witty. So he can say some shit.
They can go back and forth. Yeah.
And you know it's like half love because they've already been cool. Not saying that they best of friends, but they've been in places together. Like, they've been to the club together and nothing happened. So it's not as big. It'll probably still be big. I don't think it's beating that record, though. I think it'll get to like 1.3, 1.4.
Because it's
now you're bringing out the whole West.
You bring out the whole West. You bring in now. They set the precedent for it already. So now people, okay.
But I know
what 50 going
New York was watching. Like, it wasn't like them niggas was watching.
No, everybody watching. It's not that what I'm saying. It's almost like, okay, this is now 50 gonna try to chop them. Yeah. This is anticipation for it.
I just don't see nobody beating.
He might break it. Just off the hype of the last one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're trying to say?
Piggybacking off the hype of the last one.
I can see that.
It'll be close.
Last question on that. Obviously, drama wise, that was perfect. It led to they performed so icy. They went to the club together. You know, maybe it'd be good from there. So it was entertaining. Musically, do you think T.I. and Jeezy would have been better? Musically, like I'm just here listening.
Okay, I'm gonna say this.
I can't see nothing. I'm just here listening to music.
We're going here.
No, the only reason I say no is because I felt like Gucci played a couple of the wrong songs. So it could have made the battle that much closer, that much better, that much more confrontation, that much more debated, you know, like debated in the streets, because 745 wasn't needed. He played a couple songs, but it was like, I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't have to do that. Jeezy was pretty much spot on. It was probably like one that I didn't I got to look at the list, but I feel like Gucci had about three or four that I wouldn't have played.
But to what you're saying, for overall outside of Atlanta bias, yes, I would. The T.I.
would have been better. Like for the you talking about like for everybody.
Yeah,
as a whole.
Because I feel like Jeezy would have got more his Hov bag and pulled those features. It's
bigger records.
Yeah, we would have got more bigger records from Jeezy than because you know T.I. is gonna come with his
big record. Have his big
like
record.
So if we're talking about hit wise, yeah,
Jeezy, worldwide.
For me. Oh, this was the perfect one.
Jeezy, Ross, Jeezy, T.I., you're going to have to pull out the bit, dog.
The three or four records Gucci didn't play, I wanted that. I was in a club in them eras. I wanted all that shit.
Hey.
I just wanted everything.
Hey, when I see Gucci, if I ever see him, I'm still going to say, nigga, why the fuck you ain't play Swing My Dope?
Swing My, like, come on.
That's man. The only song. The other ones, I get it. But Swing My Dope?
Come on, bro. Did he play Shirt Off?
Yeah, he did. No, he didn't play Shirt Off.
It's just a couple of random joints where I'm just like, I'd rather hear that than a great feature.
Yeah.
But the Trap House 3, though, that.
Yeah.
That's just me. But
so, yeah.
Good battle. Great battle. It was the best one.
Yeah.
We say that every time.
You know,
get better, baby.
And more heavier news, Bobby Brown Jr. died at the age of 28. Now, of course, that's Bobby Brown's son.
R.I.P.
At 28. The same age Bobby Christina was when she passed away. So,
did they ever come out with the cause of death? Or they ain't said?
I heard something about drugs, but I don't think they really have a real deal answer yet, man. All I gotta say, you know, my prayers up to Bobby Brown, man. That's a lot to lose your ex-wife, your daughter, the same way, and then all of them basically the drugs, like to.
Wait on that.
Yeah, allegedly, if that's the case, that would be drugs. Two kids ain't made it past 28, you know, like dying at the same age. That's weary, man.
I just hope somebody around him, bro. Like, because that nigga, I hope if he already wasn't getting help out, I hope he getting help now.
To be honest, I guess that's one of the ones where it's like money don't solve everything.
Because
you don't know what type of shit he going through. Like, oh, I would trade off the money he got. That could have caused resentment. It could have led to drugs. And it could have led to just destruction. So
and the craziest part is probably because he at the point in his life where he's changed and he's grown. But everything around him, just now he's paying.
It's unknown, bro. It's fucked up shit.
Same with the baby, man. I seen him. He dropped a track called Gucci Peacoat. He put out a video and everything. And it's crazy because I seen it on Twitter, right? I was watching the video, and so I just responded to it. And of course, you know, the video goes to Baby. And I commented and I was like, yo, man, like, I hope the baby really getting, you know, helps talking to the people we need to talk to, because it's clear to me that bro got PTSD. Like, you out here having to shoot people, kill people, you know, you lose your dad, you lose your brother.
Did he like your tweet too?
And he ended up liking the tweet. Yeah, so I'm like, man, I hope that bro get that help he needed. Like, the song, I don't even really care too much about the song. Like, yeah, the song sounded good, but I can't really listen to it.
Nah, the song, but
it's like Survivor's Remorse.
The song with the video, that shit fucked me up, bro. I was just like, damn.
It's Survivor's Remorse, you know
what I mean? Like, y'all need help. Y'all heard what happened to 21 Brother?
Yeah, 21 Brother got stabbed in UK. His half-brother. He got stabbed to death in the UK.
Yeah, man. Shit, 2020 wild year, man. Yeah, man.
Throw that shit in the fucking can.
Von niggas dying, bro.
21 Savage, such a good dude, too, man. He just got King Von's sister a truck because he knew that King Von was trying to get her a Range Rover before he passed away. So, you know, he fulfilled, you know, that for him. So it's just like, man, you do good shit and bad shit just happened to you, you know. I say y'all boys go get somebody to talk to, man. That's gotta be heavy. So I don't know. Quando Rondo released his diss track last Friday. I don't know. Was it really a diss track? Was it a diss track? It's gonna come off as a diss track. To the people that are hurt over King Von. But see, was it a diss track?
I seen DJ Academics talk about it. And it kind of was like, is it a diss track or is it not? Basically, he was trying to play the fence.
I didn't like DJ Academics' even video because he has a bias. He doesn't like Quando Rondo. He didn't like him diss track, and he obviously liked him.
He made it a diss track when he tried to be disrespectful. Like, he thought it was Gucci. Go dig your boy.
He said, pick your mans up off the ground. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's right there is what made it a diss track.
Yeah, after that, nobody wanted to hear any truth that you got to say. So his approach was wrong. He definitely, but to me, like when I heard the song, he basically was saying like, if it was the other way around, y'all be saying he right. And, you know, just bringing up points like that, which I think he's absolutely correct. But sometimes, like you said in your song, which Academics did call you out for, it's like, it's best to just be quiet, bro. Keep your mouth closed.
Because you're just putting a bigger target on your head.
Yeah. Especially if you know that. If you're saying it's just a popularity contest at the end of the day. Yeah. If you're not popular, then what do you expect?
Yeah. Like, be quiet, bro. Like, don't put yourself in these situations.
The same people you're saying are being biased or judging you wrong are the same people you're trying to play to. So. Mm-hmm.
And prayers up to Boosie, man. He just had his third surgery a couple days ago.
Shit.
On his, you know, he got shot. I don't even know. We knew he went up there. Did we even say he got shot? Was that last week?
Yeah.
We didn't know for sure yet.
No, we said he got shot, right? In Dallas.
I don't know. You know, he got shot in Dallas. He was at Oak Cliff where Mo3 is not from.
That's it was the next day.
Yeah, that's where he was beefing with Oak Cliff on the south side of Dallas. And I guess they was there doing some kind of memorial for him. And
he got
hit with AK-47.
He said he was there one day too long.
The thing about him is
it's just the good thing with that being a diabetic that he didn't get that foot cut off because
they were talking about amputating his whole leg. Yeah, because they said his diet was really bad. You know what I'm saying? So we know Boosie out here just eating up the chicken wings and goddamn seafood.
Hopefully we get some promo off of this. Hey, we need a sponsor. Hey, them Louisiana Sweet Heat Boosie Wrap Snacks. The best chips out. Fuck a Dorito, a Lay's, a Cheeto. I need them Boosie Wrap Snacks. Hey, send us a pack.
Send us 70,000 packs, nigga. Fuck it. So, moving along. Mulatto.
Big Lotto.
Big Lotto. She realized, I think that was her first experience of how the internet can turn on you. I guess somebody, you know, got noticed that basically 2 years ago they gave her a business. A lady who does wigs gave her a wig or two, basically to basically, you know, promote. And she never did it.
She a freak.
She criticized her about it. People were giving heat to Mulatto. Mulatto says, well, if she came to me better, we could have basically worked the situation out. Blah, 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 blah. That led to the fans digging up all the dirt on her.
They're good for that.
Mulatto is mixed. So they asked her, you know, do you consider yourself white or black? And she goes, her response in layman term was kind of like, I feel like I'm mixed. But I can see what people was like. It kind of sounded like whatever I am when it's convenient. So they're talking about, oh, she's stealing from the culture, blah, 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 blah.
Shit, if I was mixed, I'd use that shit to my advantage too.
Shit,
I'd be white.
I use my light skin and stuff, man. I'll put other on a job application in a minute. On God.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, but When you get big,
yeah,
that's what comes with that territory. Yeah. So it's like, all right, at the time, you know, do what you gotta do.
But look out my back.
Don't get mad though, or don't pretend to be super pro black then, and then you got some fucking skeletons in your closet.
Now the video looked 3 or 4 years old. She's only 21.
Yeah,
that's
she's
only
21.
Yeah, she's only 21. So that's another thing. God. Like, I get it that this is what you said. You was 27. You know, even though, you know, people learn when they learn. But come on, bro, y'all really mad at her because she was 6. That's why I wasn't even mad about the. First of all, if you really like, you wait until 2 years later. You is kind of trying to get some clout. Like your ass could have just take her to court. Do better business.
Have your people hit my people.
Yeah, and we can work this out. You giving a 17-year-old, 18-year-old a fucking wig, and she from the South Side. Yeah, you know, hey, she from the South Side.
Dude.
Come on, man.
Hey, man.
No, let it go. Let it go.
Don't tell Gucci let it go and tell us. Oh, check it
out. I'm saying you waited. No, I'm saying,
hey, so we.
No, there's murder. No,
my bad.
There's murder. There's murder and armed robbery versus, right, like, yo, you
she
just
was killing, I kept it your wig with the wig on.
I kept
and
your
she
wig.
She robbed me.
Like, there's bitches like, it's like, oh, I kept your wig. That's not really the same.
I seen you killing it with the wig on when you was making them dead.
Maybe Mulatto was doing her a favor, say, yo, this shit really trash.
It just sounded like she said, like, they didn't have no paperwork, no nothing. Like, no, that's your lesson in business right there.
No,
like,
the wig was trash and she ain't want to promote that shit.
If she got any business from this, I'm not.
She definitely got some business now at this point.
That's why.
Shit, that's her promo.
That's her promo.
Hey, if you really
get out the mud.
Get it how you get it.
That shit better be five. You doing all that complaining? I know that much. So I just think that the people on Twitter is a little hard on her.
Yeah, she's young, man. She's young.
She's a kid.
Like, I don't hold people if they did at 17. Like.
Why would I even look through your tweets when you were 17? Like,
because it's the internet era. That's all they got to do.
So, Megan Thee Stallion dropped a
yada 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 yada.
No, she the only person I know don't ever drop no debut album.
I thought this was a debut.
Nah, it's a mixtape.
I thought it was an album.
Nah, this the album. You might want.
From what I seen,
we gonna.
I thought this was the debut. Album.
Twitter was talking about how, I don't know,
man. I'm so tired of that goddamn song.
We're going to get to that.
Jesus Christ.
Why you letting me know, though, the intro had a song called Shots Fired, where she dissed.
I thought we was done talking
about. And it said, and basically it was to the Who Shot You beat. And I was like, who shot me? Who shot me? I don't know. But you want me to give you all a lyric breakdown of this shit?
Of course, you feel like it. I just want to know what she said. Like,
imagine niggas lying about shooting a real bitch.
Stop. See a real bitch?
Just to save face for rappers you chill with. Imagine me giving the fuck it was your birthday. Damn. You was in your feelings. I just thought it was another Thursday. Okay. Now imagine me cock blocking niggas on some dry shit. I don't want you on the bench. Believe me, you wouldn't have been invited. Oh, she basically saying like,
so,
I'd have got you. You
really wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for me. I feel like Tori would have got the invite from your girl.
You didn't get it.
From home girl.
Kelsey.
Oh, shit.
And if it weren't for me, same week, you would have been indicted. And then she said, should have let them lock your ass up. And then she said, you offer M's not to talk. I guess that made my friend excited. Now y'all in cahoots. You a puss in boots. You shot a 5'10 bitch with a 22. Talking about bones and tendons like them bullets. Wasn't pellets. A pussy nigga with a pussy gun in his feelings.
Ooh.
Okay, he in his backseat if you calling me bitch.
Ooh.
We all know shit. I should have came back with. little ass nigga. I guess I don't know. Anyway, I'm done. Cause she was going. She kept.
So that sound like everything she about to say on the stand.
Get your shit off, sis.
She didn't really say nothing that would be on the stand. He's the one who's
no
practicing
his shit right here. On, through no, music. What I'm saying is take the
fluff.
Yeah, take that out of it. These are her words on the stand. What she
what did she use. Say? What did she say? That sound like it's gonna be on the stand.
Though? You shot me. You paid my girl.
I think that was before. That's not really telling through the song. Like, we already knew that's what she
was saying. I'm telling. I'm just saying that now she's putting it in a song.
No, she said that in a, no, she said that. I know you gave me M's thing in a,
I know she said it before, already. But I'm just saying, like, you what she's saying there is, like, if you take all the other extra shit, that just sound like, yeah, you're on
it. She might even have to say it. They might just already had a proof.
She addressed the girl, the homegirl, too, ooh, saying that Tory paid her millions. So it's quiet. Yeah. Or cooperate.
Yeah.
That's the word.
She probably wasn't getting that from you, so I mean, I can see that if that's the truth.
Nah, you know what he fucked up at? He should have offered them both. He should have offered Meg a higher amount. He tried to get them the same amount of money. Can I just do this shit to laugh at myself? Don't know why. Nah, I really think he tried to offer them both. Hey, yo, I give y'all a meal each. And Meg laughed at that shit like, nigga, they think that shit gonna make me talk. Her Kelsey was like,
what?
A meal, meal.
Did I say day one?
Yeah, no, I'm saying when the reason he offered, I'm like, she probably don't need that shit.
But damn, a 22.
Yeah, and they got a little bitch ass. I mean, shit probably matched his body. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shot anything other.
Have y'all ever shot a 22?
Pew 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 pew.
Everybody died.
Hey. Everybody down on the ground.
Hey, when I shot a 22, I shot a BB gun that had boy. Kickback
to the 22. Kickback, like what? So, your boy Tip's in the news again.
It wouldn't be Tip if he wasn't.
Shit.
He gonna make every episode. He gonna be our most talked about guest in 2000.
I thought it was Meg and Tory, but T.I.'s catching up.
But I feel like the nigga was right. I got. Y'all wanna hear the soundbite?
Yeah. What do you say?
The women that. Say they want a man who ain't got no bitches. Them women don't really want a man who ain't got no bitches.
Wait, what?
That nigga said a lot by saying nothing.
Like, just think about a man who ain't got no bitches and that energy and how that is and how that feels and what it look like.
Think about that.
That's what attracts you to that nigga because he had bitches, that energy, that misogyny you speak so poorly of. This shit provides a vibe that you are obviously attracted to.
A sense of comfort.
It put out pheromone. Yep. You understand me?
Who is he on?
Pheromone.
That's his show.
Calls you to be attracted. And I'm not saying that it's right to be this way or wrong to be the way. I'm just saying it's a fact that it is this way.
It is that way.
I'm not trying to excuse merely.
Alright.
He ain't say nothing wrong in this.
So they were saying, you know, they got on his ass because basically, but I mean, I really don't understand it because basically in more proper terms, what he's saying is no woman wants a man that's not desirable to other women.
I think the problem is when you speak in absolutes.
Mm.
That's one. Every girl ain't like that. There's some girls. There's always exceptionary rule.
But then people gotta know that because they stay on here. Niggas ain't shit.
And then somebody fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I think it's something to do with like the loud minority or the silent majority. We probably need some females on here to say it. I think
some women.
No, he is the right word. Continue.
I'm sorry. I'm working on it. 2021.
He talking to his sister right now.
If we get a woman to say, I think you might get some of that, but
let's flip it. Do y'all niggas want a girl that y'all walking down the Kroger alley, ain't not one nigga ever turned their head?
See, me personally, I don't look at a girl and be like.
I mean, that's
it's not going to affect my attraction to her if niggas don't like her.
I feel like my taste in women, I already know that there are niggas that are attracted to her.
But I'm not saying I'm not going to pay attention to that. So let's say I see a girl. I'm not going to worry. Is everybody else looking at her?
No.
Let me go. So if I see her, I'm attracted to her, you know, in my heyday. And then I notice girls are not, those dudes are not looking at her. Like, that she'll get no attention from somebody. I might think, like, I wonder why. Is it just me? Yeah. But either way, it's not going to affect whether I go or not. What T.I. is saying is that girls don't want a dude that don't get no bitches. And I don't think that's every girl. Like, that's not thinking.
I don't think that's exactly what he's saying.
I think that's okay. When I look at it, I'm looking at it as more like common sense factors, and we know that T.I. is smart enough to know that theoretically or like realistically, like, yes, there are women who literally they don't care if they nigga don't attract other women. They in know general. That. But the generalization that's what it is. It's going to be more common than not that you meet a woman and she's like, nobody wants this nigga, and she's most likely not going to want him either. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Or the other way, if there's a nigga that attracts a lot of women, they going to want him.
Yeah. Yeah. I
think that's, maybe we should ask that. That's more so for that gender than the other way around. Right. If there's a girl that get every nigga,
Is that going to make you want her? I know a lot of people said that.
Outside the industry? What's on in real life, though?
I know a lot of people said that. Criticize him because it is T.I., but I got evidence
of
a woman and a man, and it's from people y'all like a little bit, a little courtroom, real quick. But I got evidence.
Oh Lord,
everybody likes Teyana Taylor, right? All women, they love Teyana Taylor, right? They love Iman Shumpert. Let's go to their Breakfast Club interview. Listen to this.
It changes that. That's a fact. Like, stop to acting like girls want a dude that never got a girl.
That too.
Nobody wants.
Ain't one of you. Feel me?
You feel me? No female wants the dude.
You don't get no home, motherfucker. No bitch, come on.
You see what I'm saying? But it's like, woman wants a dude that can walk in the party and nobody say nothing. So that's what a nigga for the fame video.
Hey man, she said this nigga don't get no bitches. I'm out.
I mean, I think that's a double-edged sword, though. You like them same girls who say that be the same girls get complained when they get played.
I mean,
the same girls that say that be the same girls that say shit.
It's giving a curse.
Like you said, like T.I. said, I'm not saying it's right.
She wasn't saying that shit when she was dating Brandon Jennings.
Fact, she went on there and basically,
you know what I'm saying?
She was on Breakfast Club crying about that shit.
Brandon Jennings get bitches too, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Too many bitches now.
So just relax.
It's basically a trap. They want a trap, though. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like someone would be like, y'all want a hood nigga. But then when they see the hood, then when they meet the hood nigga, they scared. I don't think it's necessary you want a hood nigga.
They want a hood nigga with manners.
No, I just think that they look at hood niggas as aggressive, right?
Or protection.
They want to feel protected. And really, that's what they need to be saying. Like, I want a sense of security. I want a nigga that's going to give me a sense of security.
But that's a little different.
And that's attractive to them. I'm not saying that every woman, right? What I'm saying is I've seen, it's kind of like
saying
that. Some people say things that they necessarily don't want because they think that's just,
what it is. You're saying the wrong thing. Yeah, instead of saying like you want a thug, you just want somebody.
You're expressing shit wrong. That's really what I think it is, so. I don't know, but
But cut T.I. some slack. He ain't saying that wrong.
Not this time.
Yeah. Grammy Awards. They was on Lil Baby's side. Lil Baby was not nominated for the album of the year. And hold on, let me tell you who they nominated.
Okay, we got two. Fuck the Grammys.
D Smoke. Y'all remember D Smoke?
Nope.
The rapper who won the show with T.I. and Cardi B and Chance the Rapper on Netflix?
Nope.
Okay, well, he's from England.
Because he got a Netflix deal.
He won. He's talented, though. I haven't heard the album.
I ain't watched the show, so.
He's talented.
He could rap, but.
Alfredo, Freddie Gibbs, and Alchemist. I feel like that should have been on here.
Okay.
A Written Testimony, J. Electronica.
That's the one with Hov?
No, that's just his.
Okay.
Nas, King's Disease, and The Allegory, Royce the 5'9". So, there's a common pattern.
Rappy rap.
Jay-Z.
Rappy rap, and everybody's over 30.
No young niggas.
Everybody's over
30. I don't even think it's the age. It's just about your connection.
Was there a timeline? Was there a cutoff date?
There's always a cutoff date, but Roddy Ricch could have been on there. Lil Baby could have been on there.
That's who I thought was going to rack up the Grammys this year.
Da Baby could have been on there.
So basically, everybody that wasn't on the billboards Everybody,
yeah.
Albums you didn't just, see on
just
chart.
You had good responses.
Nas, Royce, Freddie,
and Jay Electronica.
Jay Electronica. All five.
D Smoke. I'm not mad at D Smoke just because I can't say because I haven't heard it.
I'm saying
it's not Grammy worthy.
I'm saying it didn't chart.
No, I feel like Freddie.
It was no commercial success.
Well, that's not necessarily the criteria.
I like the Freddie. I like the Freddie part.
The difference is there was no commercial. There was no commercial success.
I was
no on all five of those albums.
Yeah.
Including Nas.
Yeah, none of them really sold well.
They ain't stream. Yeah. You're not hearing.
That lets me know that okay, we do got some black people, but it's like
still missing it.
It's like 30 and 40 year old, like older 40 year old men.
When you look back at 2020,
don't listen to the baby.
When you look back at 2020,
where's Jay Electronica from?
He's originally from New Orleans, but. I think he spent a lot of time around everywhere.
Yeah,
put him in the New York category.
He rep New Orleans.
He's from New Orleans.
He rep New Orleans.
He's New Orleans, but he's a spitter. It's unusual.
I'm just asking.
He's like a New York style rapper from New Orleans.
He always.
I don't know like what category he's always put in. That's
he
why
rap.
He's
an MC. J. Cole. Where J. Cole from?
Okay. North Carolina. Yeah, exactly.
But
they're just
same way niggas be looking at J. Cole like a New York nigga.
Just, that's what I was like. That's why I was
if
like.
If you're a rappity rap nigga from
South
Carolina, from New York.
Then you got Freddie.
You got Freddie Gibbs.
Which that shit is hard.
But Freddie Gibbs is the only one that I could understand why.
He deserved
D Smoke. He's not. I'm not gonna say he don't belong there because I didn't hear the album. I'm gonna be
by next.
But
by
it
next,
didn't cause no. It didn't cause nothing. It
by
didn't,
the next part, I'm gonna listen to that shit.
It just didn't do nothing for nobody.
To me personally, I don't care how good your album is. You have to have a little bit of commercial success.
Success with it, right?
Because it has to reach a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case. If that's the case,
whoever wins, people gonna
you,
be buying.
You can look at 100 albums and say which one's the best music. And I'm sure there's other artists. I'm sure there's some Talib Kweli could have dropped an album this year.
Not the same way that the Baby, Lil Baby, and Roddy Ricch are on the charts this year.
And that doesn't mean that you gotta put if you gotta put all the commercial success to it. No, you just gotta I can't look back in 2020 and you don't mention Da Baby, Lil Baby, and Roddy Ricch.
It's corny as shit.
It just don't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's corny.
Yeah. So, season drop
they,
this year?
Yeah, he did. But they got the future that it was mad about.
What Drake album?
The Weeknd. The Weeknd wasn't up.
I'm not mad at that for being
shit.
No.
They gave him a Grammy for that.
I
enjoyed that.
Drake don't even be turning them shits in.
That's to
he
be
probably didn't turn that shit in.
So you eat some more cereal out that shit? So you eat some more cereal out the Grammy Award?
The Weeknd didn't get nominated either. I seen Justin Bieber saying he was mad that he wasn't in an R&B section. He was just in the pop.
Wow, opposite now.
Boy, shut your ass up. You trying to be black again?
Or where he want to be.
He did a little video dance with my boy Quavo on Halloween. Thought he back in that easy. Knew up that nigger video. Put the video where he's singing nigger. Yeah, fuck you talking about, boy.
No, I don't even particularly love the Weeknd album this year, but
Pop Smoke,
Big Sean, I'm sure all of them didn't reach the deadline. Grammy'd be weird. It'd be really 2019 shit.
So that started
it couldn't have been this
so,
year.
So
no, I'm saying it couldn't have met the deadline for the Grammys. All that shit probably gonna be 2021.
So
I'm pretty sure
that started a whole conversation with like the Barbs, and they was talking about how, and Nicki Minaj made a comment talking about how she got snubbed.
This is one thing real quick. D-Nice should never be on a Grammy before. D-Smoke never be on a Grammy before the baby or real baby or
because we said D-Nice, I was like, shit, my nigga gonna do.
Watch out, D-Nice. Go ahead.
Shout out with D-Nice.
Barbs, my bad.
But yeah, so it started off where Nicki Minaj tweeted about something about how fuck the Grammy, she was snubbed. She had 7 hits on the Hot 100, and they gave it to Bon Iver or some shit like that. So, like, basically saying, like, I'm used to this shit. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying?
For what?
I don't think she's talking about, like, her personal music. I think she's just saying, like, in general, like, it's maybe a message to artists.
That's just how it go.
And I think Wiz Khalifa was doing a Q&A, and somebody brought up Nicki Minaj and Cardi. And talking about how Cardi got one and Nicki Minaj was snubbed back in her day and blah, blah, blah. And so he commented and said some shit like, yeah, that's how they do you when you're self-made. Like, I know it. You know what I mean? And Cardi B took it as if he was saying, oh, she's self-made, but I'm not. And Cardi, she starts tweeting, you know, shit like, you know, niggas is fake, blah, 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 blah. She even posted up a DM of her and Wiz, where Wiz gave her some advice a few years ago when she was getting started. And she said, this was the nigga in my DMs in 2016. They really support you when you grinding at the bottom. Till it's a different story when you make it. And then Wiz, you know, Wiz be high, just chill. He don't get upset. Wiz says, damn, that was good advice. I still support you. Nothing's changed. You're self-made in my book as well. So, I felt like, yeah, it just seemed like a overreaction from Cardi to y'all. Like,
facts.
I think that you should have contacted
Wiz. Well, how hard it would be to just contact and be like, yo.
Stay out of women's business.
Even if you did
but that. But he was doing a Q&A.
Somebody asked him.
So, I don't think he would
really. You ain't never safe.
You ain't never seen. But I don't even think he was necessarily staying in a business. He was just saying like, yeah.
Nah, not really. Like, I'm just saying, like, someone else just like,
yeah. But if she had did that and she felt some type of way, he would have been, oh, I would clarify that right away.
Yeah.
Wiz, the same Wiz would have did that. So, you doing all that.
Yeah, you know, Wiz ain't the type of nigga to just come out on Twitter and just diss niggas.
That's not him. So,
he why? He barely even dissed Kanye when Kanye went crazy. So
why not just hit him up? But
yeah, we gotta be
going. You can't tell women to do.
You know what pisses me off? You go under that post and see all her fans. Yeah. Fuck Wiz, and then Wiz say that, and she like, okay, my bad. And I'm saying niggas be like, like you force people to just,
you know act how out. Fans get. So
it's whacking me.
So lose, brother.
So say what? What's the scenario? We here, man. We got 4 questions today, man. I got a couple Thanksgiving questions too, my niggas.
Damn.
All right, so.
What you thankful for, nigga?
I'm thankful for this podcast.
Shouts out.
Thankful for my niggas. Shout out to y'all, man. What's up, Chris?
Thankful for the goddamn fans, man. 22 weeks straight.
Thankful for the support.
Yeah.
Hey, just know 2021. We about to turn this shit up to a different level.
Sir, you already know it.
All right, here we go. Dion has an ex-wife named Sheila. And a new girlfriend of 6 months named Coco. It's Thanksgiving and Sheila knows Dion loves seeing their son.
Shouts out to Coco.
It's Thanksgiving and Sheila knows...
Coco for me.
Coco. It's Thanksgiving and Sheila knows how Dion loves seeing their son on the holidays. So she invited him over to her house for Thanksgiving. When Dion tells Coco he's going to spend half the day at his ex-wife's house and the other half at her house, she got upset. She wants to know why she can't come, and he said it's to avoid drama on a special day. Should Coco be more understanding, or is Dion tripping for not including Coco?
Coco should be very much more understanding. And I say this because... that's his ex-wife. They have a kid together. And this right here seems like a situation where they can be cordial. Like, it's not no beef. Hey, I want you to spend time with your kid, around the family. It is what it is. Coco, you knew.
Facts.
You gotta goddamn, you gotta understand. If they have something that's working, don't come and break up.
Yeah.
Like, trying to butt in something that you ain't got no business trying to get into.
And that's why they say it's part of the package.
Yeah.
This is how we operate. This is how we parent. And you've only been around 6 months. People act like
why would you want to be around my ex-wife? Yeah.
People act like 6 months is so long. Like, you still just, we still getting acquainted with you. He don't even fully know you. And you trying to already have that? So what? Then the next bitch, next year, 6 months in?
Now, the only way that Coco should feel some type of way is if you and Sheila, y'all been around each other. Y'all have a buddy-buddy relationship.
Facts.
Y'all talk like, hey, we doing a drop-off with the kid. Hey, girl, how's it going? Yeah, you know, I told
him. But at the same time, it is Sheila's house.
Right. But Sheila don't want you to.
But if Sheila don't say nothing, I mean, if he's just basically blocking it, then yeah, you correct. Yeah. Like, if he's just, like, not even trying to see, like, hey, can she come?
You but if they're mean? Not, if they don't have no relationship, there's no business for them two to be together. Like, they should always be separate.
What you think, man? I see a lot of energy on that.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. Send him back
up. In normal scenario, normal circumstances, yeah. That's she, why. You said her name was what?
Coco? That means
that in this demographic, she already know when a nigga get around his ex too long, it's some funny business probably going around. She's trying to prevent that. She don't want Sheila.
6 months, baby.
She don't want Sheila. She don't want Sheila going there getting all romantic with her man. So Coco already know better. That's why she's saying, if you're going to be there, I want to be there.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man. I'll tell you what.
I get what you
said. That's what Coco. Cause she or a name like Coco, she no.
Listen,
Coco no.
Cancel him.
I'm just.
I believe in my people names. You know what I'm saying? I believe in we all got some sense.
But nah,
shout out to Coco.
But nah, I get where he's coming from. He just going by names. But if you
guys said Sarah and Karen,
I don't know that many Sarahs and Karens.
I would have been like, all right, cool. What problem, Karen? That's Sarah. Coco. Hell nah, Sheila. If you buy Dion go anywhere,
Coco go. Dion, be a man. Handle your situations correctly, bro.
You handle it correctly. Oh shit.
On God, nigga.
Oh, it ain't even me today.
All right.
Not yet, anyway.
You have a long time girlfriend. Oh yeah. Hold on. All this is we trashing women today.
Shit! You should have told me that before I answered the first question.
You have a long time girlfriend that you love, but y'all are constantly arguing with each other. Their relationship is very, very toxic. Your main issue is that she portrays your relationship to be a great relationship on social media when it's not. You would say she's a liar. She would say she's protecting home front. Who is right?
He tripping.
Who tripping?
The dude. From what you said, the main issue is that she's portraying the relationship as good on social media. That's the main issue. That's the main issue you got.
They have other issues, but
that's the main issue. That shouldn't be an issue. That should be the main issue. Because
she
portrayed it as good. It's social media. That shit don't even matter.
So you don't look at that shit as a slap in the face. Hey, like, imagine we just got in a very toxic-ass argument yesterday. And then you get on Twitter.
She could be dogging your ass.
You get on Twitter. Media. But what? Let's say it's not even your fault.
It doesn't matter.
Don't put shit.
Yeah, why do you have to put something on social media, period? Man, that's the issue.
I don't think
that's, get along.
Yeah.
We have a rocky relationship.
We hanging on by a thread right now. Online
acting as if I'm the fucking love of your life and it can't get no better than this. When last night, it was like, I'm tired of doing this shit. Fuck you.
Keep your name clean on the streets.
She a fake ass.
Listen, my name don't got to be.
She is a fake ass.
As long as I keep hoes, my name can't clean on the street, right? And now what T.I. said, what the fuck you keep my name clean for?
Clifford be saying a lot, but I just don't think that should be the biggest issue. The biggest
issue could be we need to fix it.
It's not portray us.
We not asking
on social media. Me personally, that's the crux of the issue. Who's wrong?
So you just shouldn't be fake. You want to be fake?
That's not
for the internet. You willing to be fake for the internet?
You want to be real?
Basically, you should keep the whole relationship on Facebook.
Yeah, let's just not post us right now until we're in a good spot.
Just wait. Natural.
And if I think he tripping.
I think you tripping, nigga. We team Brandon over here today. What's wrong with you, man?
I love my wife.
Two. He on two right now. This nigga on two. The fuck you talking about?
I don't know, bro. All
right, let's see what you got to say about this one.
Y'all don't argue? You post her while y'all arguing? I love my wife, fiance.
I wouldn't trip if she did. If you argue, she post something. Like, I might think, oh, okay.
She's that's just not how it's gonna let you back in.
Now you just spit in my face, like
yeah
nigga.
Nah,
yeah, ain't going shit.
That's
nowhere,
wild if it spit in your face, but if she was like, "Yeah, this fuck nigga just slapped me,"
I would respect that shit more. Now we gonna argue.
At least you telling the truth for him. Shit,
lie out.
Twin.
Yo, your girlfriend has a tattoo on her breast of her ex who passed away. Of her ex who passed away, you know what I'm saying? He died 10 years ago. You feel uncomfortable about it.
How many years ago,
10 my years.
Bad. 10, okay.
Yeah. 2x5, nigga. You feel uncomfortable about it. You ask her to remove it and cover it up, and she says, you're insecure. Is she right? Or is she selfish?
I'm insecure. Packing my bags. I'm out of here. If I asked you, and that's your response, not you give me a reason why you want to keep this tattoo. You just said, fuck you, nigga. You insecure. All right. Fuck me. I'm out.
Go ahead, Jeff.
My thing is,
yes, I'm insecure. I didn't know. And yes, you're selfish. Because you're not considering my feelings. If we have been together, let's say that this is the scenario. I don't know. Let's say that we've been together long enough to where I feel like I'm saying this and you can respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I didn't even like that nigga when he was alive.
Right? I'm not asking you. For your first response to be, like he said, your first response is, you're insecure.
Smoking on that titty pack.
You're insecure. Well, technically, yes, I am insecure about this situation. And I would like for you to do something to help me out. Like, does this nigga have to stay here?
Like, with y'all, like, don't pay no rent.
We can't go nowhere without this nigga being right here. I'm so tired
of seeing Back Door Joe tattooed on your titty.
So this is different because it's not like a public tattoo.
It's on your titty.
And he said,
your cleavage. Yeah. That's how I pictured it when I wrote it. I picture it cleavage.
Oh, so everybody can see it.
Yeah.
And she wear a nice dress.
Oh, man, they might see like J-O.
Instead of Joe,
I think that's Back Door Joe.
It makes a difference in my answer. If it's a public, like y'all go to the beach, can everybody see it?
Yes, yes. Or definitely at the beach.
If everybody can see it, then we all together, who that? Who that nigga on her titty? If it, then I'm gonna have a problem with it. But if it's something that nobody can see,
if it's hidden,
yes.
That's the reason I said the titty. Was to make it seem like basically, yes, everybody sees.
Everybody sees.
Like, you were at the right type.
Like, I was going to say tramp stamp, but not everybody sees the tramp stamp. We can cover that up.
Shit. I like to fuck from the back. So, goddamn, I don't want to see Back Door Joe back there either.
I kind of agree with you. It's insecure, but she's just not even willing to
come. I don't even think it's insecure. It's like, I get.
Technically, that is the definition of insecure, like, I guess.
But the nigga dead,
it was there before you got there. You asking her to stop it, that is like some kind of insecurity, but we're all insecure about something.
But my thing is, that should not be your response. It's just be like,
no, I agree with that.
Okay, this is the reason why I want to keep this.
Yeah, like, this means something to me. I'm sorry. Even
after the breakup.
I love you too, though.
After the breakup, you know what? That was just still like, we were cool. And this is just. Alright, can you at least go put some say his birthday and the death date on there? I feel better about that shit.
Nigga said add to the tattoo. Explain to these niggas.
Copyright.
This my nigga that is my homeboy that died back in 08. Like, nigga,
that's
bro and them.
Yeah.
That was her heart. That was her heart.
Not just Joe.
That's not just Back Door Joe.
Back Door Joe. Jesus Christ, I got one more for y'all, man.
Sex, marry, or kill.
Oh, shit, we got another one?
Yes.
Hey, I see the streets was agreeing with me, too, bro.
Mm.
David's sister.
Which one?
Young Buck.
Hey, yo, that's the realest sister you got, bro.
Wait, say it? What?
Look at the YouTube comment.
Oh, he said it.
Yo, he said, nigga, you talking about little sister. I just agreed with Brandon when we did Sex, Marry, and Kill.
Hey, that's the realest sister you got.
Let me cut her off.
Shout out. That nigga said he gonna cut her off.
Shout out, Ariana.
Ariana about to get cut off. Hell,
appreciate the support.
All right, here he goes. Sex, Marry, or Kill.
Kill, kill, kill.
The church girl.
Church girl?
They freaks.
The trap girl.
Damn, they can serve this.
Or the housewife that doesn't want a job.
So not marrying her.
The church girl, the trap girl, the housewife that doesn't want a job. Sex, marry, or kill.
I'm having sex with the church girl. Because they freaks. I'm killing the housewife. Cause she ain't got no job.
You marrying the trap girl.
I'm gonna marry the trap girl because I know if I can handle it, she gonna handle it. She gonna protect me.
Okay. What you got?
What you got? She's
loyal.
She a trap.
I'm killing the trap girl because shit, 12 pull up. It's either me or her. She might tell on me. She gotta go.
The trap gonna be
man.
Let me ask you. The trap gonna snitch or the household gonna snitch? Yeah. Or the church girl gonna snitch? The church girl gonna snitch.
Shit. They don't know nothing but the Lord. I'm marrying that.
Did Tasha snitch on Ghost? No, she just
wanted to kill him, but the,
she might want to kill your ass.
Yeah.
Stereotypical the trap girl angle still.
Yeah, first off, I'm marrying.
You said you're killing the trap girl. I'm
killing the trap girl.
Because
if they would have mixed these options with the last week's, trap girl wasn't going nowhere. But this week, she got to go.
It's just better option. I got you. Go ahead.
I'm fucking the shit out of the church girl.
Okay, we're all in agreement on that.
And I'm marrying the housewife. Nigga, I'm the type of nigga, I like to come home. I want my dinner cooked, my clothes washed. She might even put some goddamn creases in my pants if I want. But I'm gonna get that shit.
So what's the cons with the housewife?
I ain't got no cons with the housewife.
She ain't got no money.
You just gotta take care of
her. You gotta take care of her.
I mean, I'm saying, if I'm in a position with my job and I can do it.
If I get to come home and get treated like a king every day, then I'll take care.
Because they don't say shit. All they gotta do is cook, clean,
fuck. That's why I be the one to kill your ass. Like, put some shit in your ass. When they get tired of your ass. You talking about they be the one watching them shits on TV, like how to get away with murder and shit. They'll be the housewife. All right.
Let me say mine.
Trap girl, you just gonna be thrilled.
All right, for me.
Police chase. She don't know what to do.
I'm killing the housewife.
Y'all niggas ain't
that. Is that what I said?
Yeah. I'm having sex with the trap girl. What? Like Jeezy said, all we do is smoke and fuck. Smoke.
You be blowing weed in your face. You trying to kiss her. She shotgun.
Have you ever smoked blood with a girl?
I don't even really need to be out with you while you out here trapping. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is your destiny.
Have you ever fucked a girl and smoked the blood at the same time?
I'm not commenting on that.
Shit, I ain't either, so I don't know.
So, the trap girl.
I tell y'all niggas.
I was off, trying to find out.
I tell y'all niggas off.
The trap girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, the trap girl seemed like she had a lot of drama.
Uh-huh.
But it's a fun, kill it's also a fun time. So you have sex with the trap girl.
Kill her.
I don't know.
And I'm marrying the church girl because she's still a freak.
You marrying the church girl?
She's still a freak. You know what, man? I'm gonna just keep my eye on that bitch.
You both?
I'm gonna keep my pinky on that motherfucker.
Now, Coke, y'all would have left that.
I'm gonna put a track on your ass.
You gonna marry Coco?
Because really, the church girl is all three of these. No, not even the trap girl, but she's housewife too.
Shit.
She housewife.
Nah.
Y'all niggas better go.
Housewife will have that one affair. Church girl is a freak. She fucking everybody.
You know what, baby? But, I might be fucking the trap girl the whole time.
Y'all niggas ain't dealt with all three of these before, but it's cool.
Maybe the nigga stereotypes.
Just know.
Yeah, I really don't want neither one of none of these.
The trap girl gotta go. Out of these three, the trap girl gotta go.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jack.
Hey, can y'all think about? But say y'all think about this. This same scenario, right? And just think about one person off the top of y'all head that fits all three. One person for each scenario.
I'm not the guy.
I'm just saying, like, in your past, like, just think of people that you know in all three scenarios. What would you do to these three? Make it more realistic, because that's what I just did.
I mean, I pull from both real and stereotype and come up with an answer.
Okay.
That's
because I could put names behind all three and I kill, fuck, marry. Like, it is what it is.
Maybe we do that off air.
Huh?
So maybe we do that off
air. Like, yeah, we're not doing that. Yeah. We trying to make it to the next episode.
Let's get the facts and cap.
Facts and cap.
Facts and cap. Facts and cap.
Cap. Facts and cap. Facts and cap. Facts and cap. All right, fellas, I can see a little bit better today. No shades. Is Thanksgiving the best holiday? Facts or cap? Start of life, bro.
Cap. My favorite holiday is New Year's.
My favorite holiday is my birthday, nigga.
Birthdays don't count.
Nigga, it's a fucking holiday.
I quit. Outside of your birthday, why is... What's next?
New Year's Eve.
I'll get to you. What you said outside your birthday, though. Facts or cap? Thanksgiving, come next.
I
don't know.
What's next?
4th of
July.
You look like a Valentine's
day
ass nigga.
4th of July.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, you a coon, bro. 4th of July.
Nigga, you out in the streets in 4th of July.
Nigga, Juneteenth, nigga.
All right, Juneteenth.
Oh, shit. I didn't catch it.
My favorite one's is 4-4 day.
I did like some shit where it's hot outside.
I think it's Thanksgiving is by far the best.
Because you just want to eat.
Yeah, you damn right. I just want to eat. And then you get up. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Then you gotta, I'll tell you what.
Look,
then you got to. See, y'all team don't play every Thanksgiving. You don't know if your team going to win or not.
Hell, I am. You know what type of stress I got to deal with watching the Cowboys play?
Nigga, this year, yes, we should win. But are Christmas, we going to? I don't know.
Christmas and New Year's. The reason New Year's is one. New Year's is already mine because New Year's is already mine, but it just made it even better when I had when my daughter was born because she on New Year's Eve. I just like the fact that one, it's like a symbolization of kind of like
political correct.
Like I can turn shit around, like I'm about to have a better year. Yeah, it just felt like a refresh.
You like that Twitter girl step on the
something like that. I know something like that.
Hey, that's a nigga with hope.
But I like having New Year's resolution, and I just like just the anticipation. Like I never forget the time we all was out for New Year's. We already had bought $100 bottle of some goddamn what was that? Some Remy Martin, and then we stopped at the liquor store again, and this nigga and A-Rod and fucking Sean Cronin start buying more bottles and more champagne. I'm like, nigga, we ain't even made it down the street. Y'all buying more?
If I could take all those nights
back, I like them shits.
I'll be a rich like ass nigga.
Yeah, I just like just the way the mood you get in when it's New Year's. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I like New Year's too.
To stay on Thanksgiving theme, is mac and cheese the most important side?
Facts. Facts.
Fuck a turkey, fuck a ham, fuck a
dressing. Mac and cheese might be the most important dish.
Hey, that's the first dish I go for.
Facts. You let anybody just cook the mac and cheese, or you gotta
have three? Hell no!
You gotta have three.
Does
three.
Your arms got this on it? Shake your arms.
Is that shit don't stop shaking?
Hey, if your shit ain't by where my hand
if I can't put the spoon in and come up like this, if it, the cheese ain't got
no, fuck that. If it don't stir and it don't sound like what you know it's supposed to sound like when I'm stirring it,
preach.
It ain't real mac and cheese.
Hey,
baby.
Man.
I seen this in my family group chat. It says you need at least 5 to 7 years of work experience and 3 references. To make mac and cheese.
Big facts.
Thanksgiving is like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we taking a risk on you, baby. You can come with the mac and cheese on Christmas.
I ain't a potato salad nigga, but I heard it's the same type of thing.
Hey, you know, shout out to Courtney. You know her country ass. I'm surprised she ain't put this tweet up. You talking about, oh, it's holiday season and I want some gumbo. Like,
what?
Like, gumbo is not no Christmas dish. What the fuck?
You know, she might be in New Orleans.
Gene from New Orleans.
Well, Louisiana.
That'd be some country ass shit.
So this was a debate that happens every time her anniversary comes up. People bring this up. Facts of cap. If Aaliyah never died, she'll be bigger than Beyonce. Nice. Musically. Facts of cap.
Cap.
Hold it. Justin, speak on.
So I think the question you should have asked, because a lot of people say there would be no Beyonce or Beyonce wouldn't be who she is. That's usually the argument.
Same thing. She'd be bigger than Beyonce.
I don't think she would.
Why?
Just because I feel like Beyonce is just, one, she's always been just as good as performer.
Always?
Vocally, she sounds better. I've never just seen no Aaliyah. So is Aaliyah ever did some shit that's just breathtaking performance? What name it? Name the signature performance.
Aaliyah was bigger than Beyonce.
Name the signature. Because she was out before. I need you to name the signature performance.
That's your best.
What, singing?
Yeah.
Like live?
I mean.
I'm talking about, I said a signature performance. Like, has she, like, what has she, like.
Romeo Must Die. Nigga, you seen that movie?
I'll give that to her. Maybe she a better actor, even though they both acting skills is not really that great.
Nah, you talking about like as a performer?
What I'm saying is, when we talk about Beyonce.
The only thing I say is before Aaliyah died, people weren't saying Beyonce was the best performer.
But Aaliyah was older than her.
Yeah, I'm saying though. But
so what I'm saying is,
it kind of happened afterwards.
But Beyonce in 98 from 98 to 2001, probably went around to get 2001, they already wanted her solo. Like, they was already like, no, she's too good for the group. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
people first joint didn't come out to And
yeah, I'm saying
it was called Beyonce and them. And so,
they already recognized her talent. So when she was probably got to Aaliyah age, I would probably say she was better than Aaliyah. Like, she was a more talented artist. I think her talent is more, and I'm not trying to knock Aaliyah.
She can dance the dance.
I think that she's more talented than Aaliyah. Her voice is stronger. She's a better dancer when she can sing. And she's a better dancer and she can sing. I think Aaliyah is very immensely talented. And we did not get to see that talent. But
I think that she would have nothing to do with her career, or I don't think she would be bigger. No.
Go ahead.
I was going to say or. Was it facts or cap?
Facts or cap? Yeah.
Or
we don't know. Can't prove it.
It's a cop-out. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a cop-out
because it could have went. I really feel like Aaliyah was on the right track to be just like great in it.
I think she was in right, though.
To the point to where Beyonce wouldn't have had some of the opportunities that she got because Aaliyah would have been in that lane. Would have
been Carrie Hilson?
See, that's why I said or. That's what I said about stopping Beyonce. I'm not saying it's stopping it, but some doors may not have been.
Rihanna wasn't always Rihanna.
I just don't agree.
I just don't think some doors would.
I knew Beyonce had talent from day one.
She had talent.
Imagine Kanye writing for Aaliyah.
Said what?
Imagine Kanye writing for Aaliyah.
Man, what the fuck does that got to do? That's hypothetical.
Think about
but that's like hypothetical. That. Like, what?
So would Beyonce be bigger?
The opportunities. So let me go.
So
back to cap. I think it's cap. I think it's big cap.
Yeah.
I think people have revisionist history. And people forget. Aaliyah musically was already starting to decline.
I said that.
She's already starting to decline. Her biggest shit already passed her. She was getting into more acting or music.
It's big until she died because she came back from shooting that music video, correct? Like, it was already out.
So, in my case, and we don't know for sure, but I don't think she wasn't, like, on a trajectory where it was just kept getting bigger and bigger. Just look at the charts, look at the numbers, and then she was getting into more acting. I think that was more of her passion, getting into more acting.
I'll put her in the category with Brandy and Monica. Like, that's what I think she would have been.
She didn't have a rival. That's why she stands alone. She could perform. I think her videos, like dancing, was nice. It's just Beyonce. That machine was just.
She's a brand. That's just a brand.
Different.
That's what I mean. Like,
different.
But even
different.
But like, even she was had good management as a child. Like, literally, like, what Aaliyah died at 22. If we look at what Beyonce did at 22, things might be.
It's like, when did Aaliyah start versus when Beyonce started?
Started around the same age. Aaliyah was recognized earlier, probably 15, 14.
Right. I think we do this for people who die. Mm-hmm. Like, music
we give them higher regard.
We
immortalize them like they don't have a fall off. Like, imagine
I'm just saying, like,
everybody's not Drake and Hov.
What I'm saying with Aaliyah, is just really, she had that.
Some niggas is tip.
Really, I feel like Aaliyah with that, that's one that you really just don't know.
I just feel like her music wasn't.
I feel like
you said. She could have got a
co-sign
later and could have rebranded her.
She was whack.
I'm just saying,
if Hov would have stayed with Aaliyah and took her to Kanye and had the same opportunities, that's a possibility.
Let's go back to the question then.
We going off what we see.
What was it? Facts or cap? Would she be bigger than Beyonce? Beyonce still was Beyonce. Like, Destiny's Child.
I feel like Aaliyah has never affected her career.
Destiny's Child without Beyonce as a solo career still sold the most.
And I also say, or because I don't know Aaliyah started, I'm not about to give, like, exact, like.
Yeah, we look at time. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it's not like Beyonce was, like, a no-name, Aaliyah died and popped up, or was a one-hit wonder. She had a foundation already. People, like Justin alluded to, people was like, okay, I can't wait till she goes solo. It's just a matter of time. So, how maybe the competition being there, because people was comparing Beyonce to Ashanti at the time. Get out of here. Carrie Hilson, get out of here. She didn't really have it wasn't to like Rihanna, but they kind of two different genres, in my opinion.
Hold on, y'all. We got a call, y'all.
Hey,
yo, you live on the podcast, nigga. What's up?
Hey, bro. Myron don't believe it. Do I suck at chess, bro?
Hey, bro.
Nah, that nigga Leroy nice at chess.
That nigga never beat me in chess before.
That nigga ain't never beat me in chess.
That nigga ain't never seen me in chess.
Hey, I'm alive on the podcast. Tell the nigga Mike I'm gonna beat his ass this weekend and I'm gonna cop the chess book.
Oh god. This for Mike, huh?
Oh god.
Shouts out to Boy Roy, man.
Hey, bet. Yeah, but, hey, we about to ride out of here in about 10 minutes, bro. I'm gonna hit you up.
Alright.
That was Leroy.
Shouts out to Boy Roy.
Come on, man. Give me something good.
I thought that was pretty good.
We talking about it. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. So give me something.
All right. This is a fact and cap slash what's a scenario.
Ooh, let's see this.
So, Dion and Coco, right?
So Dion, he got a divorce. What was her name? Sheila? Mm-hmm. He got a divorce from Sheila when their son was in eighth grade, right? And then Sheila got remarried back then.
Yeah.
So as far as Dion know, he and his son has a great relationship. His son, they talk, and their relationship didn't change, right? Mm-hmm. So everything's been good. But he noticed that the son has taken a liking to the stepdad since then, right? Mm-hmm. So it was him, the stepdad, got a good rapport too. So 5 years later, the son graduates from high school. That he graduates, Dion gets him a car. They're talking about college, everything's going good. That Father's Day come up, Dion's son gives him some socks for Father's Day. You know, with a little inside joke, everything's good. But for the stepdad, he changes his name to the stepdad's last name. Facts of cap. Should Dion feel a way that his son changed his name?
Yeah. I can see if I wasn't around, but I've always been a good father to you, son. I get it that you showing love to him. I'm not mad at him. Or at least I'm naturally not trying to be mad at the other dude. You know what I'm saying? But why such a, especially at your big age, why are you...
What age did he do this? 18?
He said he graduated.
Okay.
Now, like, why at 18 are you changing? I need to know. Like, we got to talk. I need to know why you're changing your name from my name, because it seems like maybe there's some kind of resentment.
No resentment. I was just a present to the stepdad that stepped up.
But why is that a present? Like you could have did a lot of other things. Like,
yeah, but
so your present is to basically take away from me to give to him.
Go ahead.
That's crazy.
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Trying to spin the block real quick, man.
I got it on me.
I'm gonna kill this nigga.
Let's go. Now you got a reason.
Honestly, there's something you must not know about.
You got a reason.
Because your son had to know.
You automatically think it's a problem.
Your son had to know at 18 that this wouldn't fly right with my real father. Like,
now, I'm gonna give.
I don't want to hear that. Ain't nobody that fucking dumb, Kazadi. I don't want to hear that shit.
Ain't nobody
that fucking dumb. Your son know what the fuck he doing. You know that shit gonna hurt me, nigga. I raised you. I was there for you. This nigga came. He was 13 years old in the fucking eighth grade. You known him for 5 years, and all of a sudden now this nigga get your nickname after I ain't never did nothing bad to you. Either you a hoe, or you ain't never said nothing, and that's what we need to get to the bottom of. Or goddamn, I don't know what the fuck going on at this point. You got some explaining to do, little nigga.
Man, let's make this shit more real. Like,
I'll tell you what.
Let's make this shit more real. Like, my daughter called me at 18 and said, "Daddy, look, I'm changing my last name to Mama Husband." Oh. You want to know why? Why?
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all see me. I'm with my kid.
He said nothing against you. Is it that step?
Why?
Why?
As a president, him stepped up. He showed me love. I lived with him these last 5 years.
Give a fuck.
I'll be around him more.
The only thing that
he stepped up and he's been a father to me. So I'm giving him a present saying I want to take your last name.
Bitch, I'm sending you.
You could have bought that nigga some fucking socks.
I'm sending you this.
That was our inside joke.
I'm sending the invoice.
I got 18 years worth of child support. Let me get that.
Cause he changed.
If I know I did every.
Nigga, when you needed them new shoes for basketball, who paid for your trainer, nigga?
Let me rewind.
Who got that jump shot?
We had one edit. He doesn't take away your last name. He puts a hyphen. What's his name?
Nigga, you 18, bro. You 18. Why you waiting now? You wait till he's 18, so you're grown ass.
You mean wait now? That's
corny, bro.
He changed. He puts a hyphen.
You could have asked your mama for that.
You still gonna feel the same way?
The only way that needs to happen, bro, is if my ex-wife got remarried and she hyphenated and she wanted him to have the same hyphenation. Like, she wanted to keep my last name.
They got married maybe 2 years later.
I know what I'm saying. That's the only way that needs to happen. Other than that, what are you doing, boy?
He's showing love to his stepdad.
Nigga, there's other ways to show love. You got two fathers. There's other way to show love, bro.
Okay, so who the invoice going to, you or him?
The fuck, you think this nigga really took care of you? That's crazy.
He did.
Nigga ain't
was
shit.
There.
The nigga ain't did.
You know that
shit.
How like a hater.
Y'all know that how I'm staying in.
Maybe I am hating a little bit. I'm hurt.
I'll tell
because
you
being a fucking idiot.
He has every right to be hurt about that. It's one thing, like, if you in your kid life, and there's no issue.
No major issue.
Hey, look.
No,
I want to change this because my brothers and sisters and my mom all have the same last name. But it would have
to be understandable.
It would have to be worded in a way like that.
I just want to have the same last name. I want to feel a part of my family. That makes sense, but it's just
the
same thing.
It's a gift to his stepdad.
No,
I don't want to be a part
of
that nigga.
You making it about that nigga? Did you come out his nuts? He got you a couple tips, and now all of a sudden, it's the nigga.
That nigga paid. I live on the roof. He paid for me. He was there.
Nigga, I'm the reason you stay under your roof, nigga. And because so, I'm paying child support, nigga. Hell, you talking about?
But, so y'all,
the reason you was able to have them grits last night because of me, nigga. Stop.
Hey, what you don't know, your mama called me for some extra money because that nigga ain't had
it. Tell that nigga, did that nigga pay for your daycare? Because I did, outside of my motherfucking child support. I did that.
Hey, them J's you wanted that your mama wasn't going to buy? She ain't had the
money. When you had that seizure?
My bad, Dion. I mean,
who insurance paid that? Me,
I'm
nigga.
I'm calling you Dion. That's possible.
You had that little fevered seizure. That febrile.
You Dion, bro.
The fuck, and you got a nurse be trying to goddamn defend that shit.
You like, okay, kid.
Fuck out of here.
Go ahead, man. You can.
You
take
like
it, man,
you
man.
Like New York to the Gucci and Jeezy battle, nigga. We the fathers, nigga. We don't want to hear that shit. We don't want to hear that shit. We the fathers, nigga. We the pappy. Give us another one.
Man, can we get one more, man? Let's just
we got to go ahead to the spot.
Hey, man, if you know where the spot is, meet us there.
We ain't gonna be
in the spirit of tattoos, facts and cap. Could you talk to a girl with a big tattoo on her face? She got the Mike Tyson tattoo on her face. Could you sign that? Facts and cap. Go ahead, B.
We going old school, B. Side nigga, B.
You see that girl.
Facts.
But she don't see her from the back. Her ass is crazy. She turned around.
I see her face. She going on my after 12 o'clock list, though.
She wild.
Niggas know I had an after 12 o'clock list. Didn't give
more
a fuck.
Like after 7.
Shut the fuck up. Bitch was like, oh, I never was after 12. After 7.
Oh, shit.
If you ever bought a bottle of this snowstorm, you might have been
on. Hey, ho, just look at their old text.
So I'm going to say, facts, but this is not like a 100% strong fact.
You going to bring her on to your mama?
I got to know. It depends on what you do.
But mama.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you make your money? Like, say if it's like, you know what, I got this tat.
Your tattoo
I'm artist? A hustler. Yeah, I'm a tattoo artist. Or I'm a hustler. That's different. Like, or it's like I know how to make money. Like, I don't have to depend on no job. I'm self-made.
So
you know,
she's pretty much self-made. Then
there's a reason that she could do that, and I'm attracted to her. Why not?
But you wouldn't worry about the outside noise. You walking around with her in public?
No, I probably wouldn't care.
About I handle that.
The subtweets and shit. That wouldn't probably.
You know, could care less.
Ain't nothing nobody can tell me about my girl. If I'm cool with it, I'm cool with it.
As far as
family, friends,
outside of that, no. It's like, baby, you got this big ass tattoo. I don't know what your future gonna hold. Or, you know what I mean? Cap.
You better have a career that accepts it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave it like that. It's like, that's kind of wild. I don't know. That shit gotta mean. You can't just be, oh, I did it when I was 18. That was some drunk wild night, and now I got to live with it. Now that gotta be some shit like a passion.
You use that shit
for some shit. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Hey, man. Great episode. Hey, man, y'all shout out, bro. Shout out to the nigga that got there. Shout out to his music.
Shout out to Tay. Y'all fuck with him, bro.
Hey, man, episode 22. We only got a couple left for the 2020. Another giveaway coming.
We got five of them left. Something like that.
Yeah, man.
So get ready for the
Yeah. Never cloud. Hey, man, y'all niggas get ready. Save me a plate from your mama house.
This is
Facts and Cap, so you know what we about.
Hey,
Facts and Cap, so you know what we about.
Shout out to Tay, man.
Shout out to Tay.
Appreciate it.
I see y'all down on the north side.
Hey, man, I see y'all niggas next week, man. Same time, same place.
Jordan episode, baby.
Yo.